Chapter 15.
Did they see us?
Could they see us in the deep darkness, our backs pressed against the stone wall? The bats fluttered up over the open coffins. Their flapping wings glistened, silvery in the moonlight. I heard a rattling, like the warning sound of a snake. But the rattling quickly became a hiss. The bats opened their mouths, revealing pointed yellow fangs, and hissed. What a sound! A shrill, angry whistle that rose higher, higher, until it drowned out the patter of their fluttering wings. A hiss of attack. They were awake and ready now. Ready to swoop at me, to knock me to the floor, to dig those pointed fangs deep into my skin. And drink. Drink.
Freddy!
Kara cried. She raised her hands in front of her to shield her face.
Freddy!
The shrill hissing surrounded me, seemed to be coming from inside my head. I covered my ears, trying to shut it out. Covered my ears, watched their red, glowing eyes, and waited for the attack. But to my shock, the hissing bats didn't swoop toward us. They fluttered up, up, turned, and flapped in a line out the open window at the other end of the room. My mouth hung open. I realized I had stopped breathing. I watched them fade into the moonlight, shiny wings fluttering rapidly, the shrill hissing fading with them. Then I took a deep breath and slowly let it out.
Kara, I whispered. We're okay. They didn't see us back here.
She nodded, but didn't reply. A thick strand of her black hair had become matted to her forehead. She brushed it back with a trembling hand.
Wow,
she murmured, shaking her head.
Wow.
We're okay,
I repeated. My eyes checked out the long room. The open coffins stretched to the window. Their dark wood gleamed in the moonlight. Their long shadows crept along the floor.
We're okay now, I repeated to Kara. We're all alone.
Footsteps behind us made us both cry out. I heard a throat being cleared. I spun around so hard I nearly toppled over. Count Nightwing strode into the room, carrying a flaming torch. The torchlight flickered over his smooth face. His silvery eyes were wide with surprise.
What are you two doing here?
He demanded. I opened my mouth to reply, but a sputtering, choking sound was all I could force out.
You do not belong here,
the old vampire boomed. He waved the fiery torch in front of him. It left a trail of orange light as he swung it.
You have no right to be here. This is my time, and this is my castle.
He floated off the floor. His eyes suddenly glowed as brightly as the torch flame.
You do not belong here,
he repeated menacingly.
But,
I stammered, frightened and angry and confused all at the same time.
But you brought us here,
Kara protested angrily. She waved her finger at him, accusing him.
We didn't follow you.
She's right.
I finally found my voice.
You promised us you would go away and leave us alone, but you brought us back to your castle with you.
Still floating a few feet above the floor, Count Nightwing held the torch in one hand and rubbed his frail-looking chin with the other. He murmured. His eyes glowed at us.
You have to send us home,
Kara told him, pressing her hands against her waist.
Yes,
I agreed.
Send us home now.
Count Nightwing lowered himself silently to the floor. In the flickering torchlight, he suddenly looked weary. The light in his eyes dulled. He sighed.
Just send us home,
Kara insisted.
We won't tell anyone we saw you. We'll forget this whole thing happened.
The old vampire brushed back his cape. He shook his head.
I can't send you home, he whispered.
Why not? I demanded. He sighed again.
I don't know how.
Huh? Kara and I both gasped.
I don't know how to send you home, Count Nightwing repeated. I'm a vampire, not a magician.
But, I started, sputtering again. My whole body shook in total panic.
Then what are we going to do?
Kara asked shrilly. The old vampire shrugged again.
It's really no problem, he replied softly. No problem at all. As soon as I find my fangs, I'll drink your blood, and I'll turn you both into vampires.